Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI assistants to help you close more deals, reduce labor costs up to 90%, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Ben Marone. Ben is an entrepreneur, innovator, and founder of Zapota, a company that helps recruit the perfect individual for your day-to-day operations. Ben, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah, well, first off, thanks so much for having me on, Josh. I think the key to getting some things done that most people don't think about is having one of these guys, which is a little timer. You can get one of these on Amazon for, you know, 10 bucks, 15 bucks. And basically waking up early, setting an hour on this timer, put your phone in another room and work on one task during that hour. Try to stack a couple work blocks before that workday starts, before you get interrupted by clients, sales calls, internal team stuff. Those types of things. And I've implemented that in the last like 2 months. And it's like I've gotten more done doing that in the morning in the last 3 months, like my business, it feels like.
Dude, that is one of the most important lessons I learned. I actually used to be a teacher 100 years ago. And I was very fortunate to one of my first mentors was a prolific like teacher of the year for my particular topic. I was a music teacher. And she would run her class by bringing in a timer. And the class was, I think the class was 46 minutes. And so she would set her timer as soon as the bell goes off. She would set her timer at 44 minutes and hit start. And then she would give everybody 2 minutes to get their instruments out. And then when that thing hits 42, she's got her agenda laid out. The first 10 minutes, we're doing this. The next 10 minutes, we're doing this. The next 10 minutes, we're doing this. And had it right in front of her the whole time. And what that did is we don't really think about how we're managing our time if that time is not present in front of us always. And so it's correct. Just that constant visual reminder that time is passing, whether you're organized about it or not. And so just being what I would say that I heard there, being purposeful about the time that you're investing and spending, that's I'll endorse that 100%. Get a timer, put it in front of you, and watch your productivity explode. Awesome. Love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. And so what are some of the things that you've been able to discover during that kind of power hour when everything else is dark and you're just focused in on whatever you need to do?
It's pretty interesting because you kind of underestimate what you can get done in that hour. I think when I used to plan for my days, I would look at it and I'd be like, oh, this is a big task. This is probably going to take me 3 or 4 hours today. And really, it took me 3 or 4 hours because maybe I was checking my phone, maybe I was checking Slack, emails that are coming in, like responding to texts. And I can now do things that would take me 4 hours and I can actually just do it in one. And it's not something that's very difficult. When you start it, it's like, oh, you just feel kind of bad because you're like, wow, I've been wasting a lot of time. But it keeps you motivated and you kind of look at it as a game and you want to keep kind of stacking these uninterrupted work blocks. So one way you can do that is just kind of wake up early and get those out of the way before the day starts. Luckily, I'm here in Poland, so I'm 6 hours ahead of the East Coast. And so I kind of already have that time slotted out. So that's kind of an advantage of being over here. But it really, really helps move the needle forward in your business.
And that's a great transition into one of the topics that you talk about, which is outsourcing international talent to take care of some of the tasks that you need to get off your plate. And I want to ask you this question. I have at least 6 international employees myself, all over the world, including in Latin America, like you. And One of the things that I noticed early on is when you give an assignment to someone and you say, I need this done, but you don't specify when you need it done, it will be like, oh yeah, so I'm working on that research that you asked me about, and I'm like, dude, that probably should have taken you 15 minutes, like probably shouldn't have taken you the entire day. And so let's tie in what you said at the beginning to the idea of if you're hiring somebody who's not in your physical presence, whether that's an American or a European or a Mexican or whoever, how do you set expectations on how they actually perform and how do you hold them accountable for following through and staying efficient with their time?
So we use time tracking, and I'm pretty transparent about that in the interview process when we're hiring for our internal team. Say, hey, we use time tracking, including myself, the founder of the company. So you'll be able to go see like how much time is Ben actually spending on the company today. Is he actually working today? Right. And pretty much I work almost every day, probably 6 days a week. But if you're transparent about your own time tracking, the rest of your team just kind of falls in and does the same thing. So everyone kind of holds everyone accountable, and it's not something that feels like oh, management needs to watch your clock in and clock out. It doesn't feel like that because everybody's on that same page. Everyone's holding themselves accountable, and we also kind of track it in our project management. So the time tracking syncs with the project management tool. We use Airtable. The time tracking Clockify syncs with a bunch of different tools. So if you're using a project management tool, it probably synchronizes with it or integrates with it. But we can see how long is this task taking us? How long is this client work taking us? And so it's a good kind of almost like game that we can play of how fast can we do this, but still efficiently. And then let's review our tasks at the end of the day. How long did it take you? And it's a good way to kind of just keep everyone moving and accelerating the speed instead of having what you mentioned, where it's like, hey, I need some research done. And then it's like, yeah, that's like a 10-minute task, but why is that 2 hours today? Or why'd that take so long?
Yeah, and accountability is huge for that. And so I'm curious for those who are listening now that maybe have not invested in this robust time tracking system, or they're not so familiar with it, or they're not using Airtable or some other project management. Are there some ways to take a task and maybe break it up into these more manageable sections? Just, are there ways to kind of predict, like, all right, I'm going to give somebody about an hour's worth of work and then I'm going to check in with them. Are there some other ways to do that?
Yeah, so I think it depends on the task because there's sometimes new tasks that we haven't done before, or I ask an employee to do some research or maybe a task like build some sort of tool, and we haven't done those tasks before, so we really don't know how long it's going to take. But we'll kind of compare it to tasks we've done in the past and say, hey, this one task that we did 4 months ago took us about 3 or 4 hours. It's a little similar to it. Maybe it's going to take us that amount or that expected amount of hours. And we have in our tracker like expected amount of hours for things. You only really can understand and be able to gauge and reference past experience if you just get that past experience and you start tracking your time. And I think that's one of the things I wish I started earlier is tracking my time. I've been tracking for about a year now, which is great because I can look back and see, all these different things that we've been able to do and different tasks and how long it took me. So then when I hire for those tasks, I kind of have a predictor of like, okay, this should take roughly about 20 minutes, right? This should take roughly about an hour. And so I can see if people are actually doing their tasks and doing it efficiently, or if there's maybe some kind of negligence there.
So let's talk a little bit about somebody who's considering outsourcing some position in their company outside of if the United States or the UK or other English-speaking countries to traditionally non-English-speaking countries. What are some of the industries that you feel would really benefit from recruiting talent in Latin America or Eastern Europe?
Yeah, some smaller businesses. So if it's solo founders, if it's a small team, sub 10 headcount, in general, that's a pretty good identifier. IT companies are obviously larger than that generally, but we have a lot of service in the IT world. A lot of IT is already outsourced to places like Poland, places like Ukraine for these larger multinational IT companies. Marketing agencies can really benefit just because they can keep the cost low, but they also get experience from higher level talent around the globe. So let's say you have an opening for an email designer in your agency or some sort of like marketer in your agency. In the States, maybe you can get someone who is just a little bit more junior for 5K a month, 6K a month. You're like, okay, this is pretty solid. But if you go overseas, you can find someone who has been working 5+ years in that marketing role. Maybe they've worked with larger clients, maybe they work with super large brands, and they kind of take their mindset and their experience and inject it into your business. So when you're looking at a problem, it's not like, how am I going to solve this problem? It's who can solve this problem in an efficient way. And I know that's from several different like entrepreneurial books, those that kind of thought process, but it really does work. And especially if you're bootstrapped, especially if you're like, hey, I'm growing this kind of on the weekends, I'm growing this and transitioning from my 9 to 5 to make this my full-time thing that supplements my life, or my income. You really have to be careful, in the spending. And I think that's where outsourced talent is really beneficial.
And what role has technology really played in impacting recruiting talent? Because with the rise of AI, we have an AI company called Anabots, and I'm not going to talk about that here, but it is we don't take the stance of this should replace a person, but we take the stance of AI and technology should augment a human's productivity in some way. And so I'm curious, how has technology really impacted who you bring in and who you recruit?
Yeah, so on the AI front or the AI side of things, there's a lot of cool things that you can do with like skill vetting for AI. So it's pretty easy to set up different AI tools that will give people skill tests and can like proctor them and do those types of things. And so instead of you having to jump on a call and walk through someone with a test and like be there on that call or have them do it at home and you're not sure if you can like verify it was them who had did it, you can use AI for that. So there's skill vetting tools that we've built internally for that. And it's been something that saved a lot of time. I never really want to have my company go in the direction where we reach out to candidates and like, great, now go through this AI interview. You know, it's like an AI bot going through the interview. I feel like if I was a candidate on the other side, it feels a little bit disingenuous. And I haven't been able to get over that kind of thought process. I think it's a little like rude. It's kind of like, okay, you're just one of the thousands who applied to our job. And I don't know, maybe my stance will change in the future, but for now, I don't want to have any like AI interviewers, but AI does aid us in a lot of the different things that we do.
And what are some of those ways that you've found that it enhances the productivity of your team members?
Obviously ChatGPT is great a lot for the reformatting of things or asking about like making plans. And we usually use it for reformatting of documents real quick. We're like, hey, can you just add on a section about this? Hey, could you organize this alphabetically? Little like stylistic things, especially when we're delivering short lists of candidates to clients. I found it's been great for our team members across the globe.
Awesome. I love that. And so tell us a little bit more about Sabota. Who is a good candidate for it? How do you differentiate yourself from other options that are out there?
Yeah, of course. So Zubota, we originally started just recruiting kind of lower level copy paste talent, but over the last several years, we've evolved into placing higher level, basically replacements for a six-figure role in the States. Typically, our clients are on the marketing agency side. We have small business owners, 5 to about 20 headcount in that range. We have some larger clients as well, some coaching, consulting, some IT firms, some financial firms. But I really like working with the smaller business owners because it's cool to place a person and see how it affects the growth of the company, come back a year later, and that same person's still there and has grown into a higher level role with that business owner. It's kind of like the putting in the founder's like best friend, I would say. That's kind of a way to phrase it, especially on the project management side of things. Because we've all been there when you're starting a business and it's like, man, I'm swapping my 9 to 5 for a 24/7 and you're just working all the time and you need to have that time back. And so I really like to place talent, really quality talent inside of these smaller businesses and then watch them grow.
Yeah, love that. And so where can we go to learn more about what you do and connect with you?
Yeah, so Zabota.io, so Zabota.io is our website. And then YouTube is, if you search Zibota, will pop up. We've got 130 plus videos on YouTube on all things recruiting and global talent acquisition.
Excellent. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ben Marone, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to learn more about recruiting outsourced international talent, you can go to zabota.io. That's ZABOTA.io. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks after you hire your outsourced talent from Zibota, Anabots will also build a custom AI assistant for your business so that you can get more done in less time. Learn more at anabots.ai. That's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.